on the Fenestra ovalis. Who has not mistaken the pulse of blood from behind the ears as footsteps, the trot of a horse with a burr in its tail? And who has not heard the handsaw, then seen the cloth to cover the face of the dead dragged on the ground for washing? To hear the grate, to hear the dog's nails clicking on the steps, and the blossom in a sister's hand, her sandals sliding into the room, the butcher paper she removes from a velvet box. To hear a pair of blue insects with diaphanous wings emerge from the velour, rubbing their glass rattles against each other. Always the variable key. In the distance, the horse-drawn cart comes to take the dead. The weight of the hooves shake windows of the houses lining the street. Always the latch and the scratched code of stone tablets, and the sounds that come from those who survive, their lips looking for an ear, the living. They are not my name, or named in the Latin tongue of the body. They cannot be found in the voice of the buried, who have no hoof, no blossom, no cord for a dog.